6:22.
David Elfin needs a big intro, right?
He deserves this.
By Sunday evening, we'll know who's going to be in the Super Bowl. In the AFC Championship games, the Baltimore Ravens visiting the New England Patriots in a repeat of last year. In the NFC, the San Francisco 49ers facing the Atlanta Falcons.
And joining us with previews, David Elfin, longtime Redskins beat reporter and author of The Washington Redskins, The Complete Illustrated History. Hey, David.
Hey, Veronica, now I have theme music on. That's pretty cool.
I know. You've got theme music. Now, the Ravens had a tough loss in 2012. Is this the year they get past New England?
Well, it very well might be. Last week when I was talking with Sean, I said I really didn't think they were going to beat the Broncos in Denver. And Denver had the game won and blew it at the end. And the Ravens just had incredible fortitude and guts to do that. So the fact that they went to New England last year and really should have won the game gives them a lot of confidence. This one, I think, is a total toss-up. You still have to go with the Patriots because of Tom Brady, because they're at home, but I think it's a razor-thin margin.
And Tom Brady obviously has a great record in postseason, but he's not invincible. How do the Ravens go about getting Brady off his game?
Well, they really are probably going to have to try to match the Patriots with firepower the way they did that with Peyton Manning and the Broncos last week. The formula really to beating Brady, other than that, has been pass rush. The Giants did it in two Super Bowls over the last 5 years. The Ravens' pass rush is not what it used to be, so I think it's really more on Joe Flacco to get the offense going.
Now to the early game on Sunday, Atlanta hosting San Francisco. The Niners are favored on the road. What do you think?
You know, Atlanta got really lucky last week to beat Seattle, Veronica. They were ahead 20-0 at halftime and kind of took the pedal off the metal, and Seattle scored four straight touchdowns, including one really late in the game, and looked like it was their game, and they left just enough time for the Falcons to complete a couple passes and kick that field goal, but Atlanta has to know they really were very lucky to get past Seattle. San Francisco is playing very good football right now. I agree. I think the 49ers are the team to beat in this game. Atlanta has gotten over that hump, though, not winning the playoff game, and maybe winning a game late like that will do something for their confidence. But, again, probably a close game, but I like the Niners.
This was the year of the young quarterback, and we have Colin Kaepernick, who's a second-year guy for the 49ers. Of course, our own RG3, Russell Wilson for the Seahawks. Luck for Indianapolis. Of those four, which one do you like the best?
Well, obviously right now you have to like Kaepernick. That was an amazing performance he put on last week against Green Bay. It was almost like he couldn't be touched. I still think Robert Griffin had the best rookie year. You know, they all had really good years. Russell Wilson came in here a couple weeks ago and beat the Redskins with a nice performance. But I just think Griffin meant more to his football team, did more with both his arm and his legs, and really inspired a whole city. So I give it to him, but we've never seen a race like this.
David, thank you so much.
Thank you. We'll talk to you Super Bowl week.